Today I traveled to my hometown to talk to my lifelong friend, Bryce Litsky.
I've known his family since I was just a young kid and they used to babysit me all the time. As I've gotten to know Bryce over the years, his family has just kept growing and growing. When I first met Bryce, they only had a few kids in their family. Now, the family has reached 16 kids overall.
My name's Luke.
My name's Javon, and welcome to Foraging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of family through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals.
Since most of the kids in their family are adopted, all 16 other than two, it got me really interested. How do all these people, who are not blood related, come together and make such a great family? To start off the interview, I asked Bryce what age he was adopted at and what all the other kids' ages were.
I was adopted when I was like 10 months old. Let's see. I was the first one. I don't think we adopted the next child till I was around like 6. No, I was probably younger. I was like 4 or 5 maybe. We had Noah. And then I think Aaliyah was adopted as a child, or like as an infant. But everyone else was pretty much adopted, like, not preschoolers, but, you know, like, they weren't, like, you know, infants like me. So, that's that.
So, you were adopted really young. So, have you ever thought about how your life would be different if you grew up where you were born?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. You know, I would never have met all these people I know today. You know, I mean, I would never have met you. I don't even know, because it's just been a lot. I can't even imagine how it'd be, because, you know, I haven't lived there. So it'd be a lot different. I would have never known anybody here. Would have never done half the things I've done. So, yeah.
This had always been a big question of mine. I was always wondering if Bryce ever thought of who his birth parents were, or ever thought about what life might have been in store for him if he would have stayed in his home country. But what about those who did grow up in their home country? How were they able to keep their culture in their lives while living in America?
So, a lot of your siblings come from, like, different cultures. Did any of them bring over their culture with them? And how did that work with your family?
Yeah, so, like I said, a lot of them were adopted when they were, like, real young, for the majority, most of them. But, like, the older ones, like Kendall, Chase, Maria, they were all adopted when they were older, and, like, Christian as well. So they could speak, because I know Christian, he could speak French, his native language, which I forget. I don't know what language they speak in Ghana. And he could speak some Arabic. And, like, Kendall, she was adopted when she was a teenager, so she brought over, you know, her knowledge of her culture. And we ate a lot of, like, different foods, because they would make native foods. They would eat back, like, where they, in Africa. And they did a lot of shopping in, like, African markets and stuff. So they would cook. My sister, Kendall, she made this, like peanut butter chicken. I know it sounds kind of gross, but it was pretty fire. And they made a lot of African dishes and stuff. So, yeah. And they just taught us a lot of stuff about their cultures and how they, like, lived and, you know, what they ate and what they did back home. So, yeah.
It doesn't sound gross to me, by the way. Since Bryce was the first kid adopted out of his whole family, I wanted to know what it was like seeing all of these kids come into his life.
Do you remember how it felt the first time your parents adopted another kid?
Not necessarily. I know I could probably tell you how I feel now. Kind of like excited, I guess, you know. Seeing someone new and then having someone else in your life. I mean, it's probably exciting for them as well because they're finally getting a family, you know. But yeah.
Did it start to become almost a normal thing?
Yeah, because I think they had, like, adopted, like 4 in the span of, like, a few years. And that would have been, like, Aaliyah, Kira. And then they also adopted Chase and Kendall roughly around the same time. So did they also adopted DJ and Sophie around the same time as well. So, I mean, it got, like, normalized, I would say. I don't know, like, they just kept coming. So I was like, well, here's the next one.
As if having 16 kids wasn't a big enough job, in the past year, disaster struck for the Litsky family.
So, early in 2022, your family went through a house fire, and I know with a lot of kids in your house, that must have been really stressful for your parents. How did you guys get over it?
Well, it was just a lot of work. So, if I remember correctly, apparently, I slept through the fire. No, for real though. So what happened was with the fire, first of all, for some backstory, my dad, it was on a Saturday morning. He went to his like ministry, his like church, because they had like a men's breakfast at the church, and he came back home, and apparently my mother was in the bathroom doing her hair, and she told my dad that like the light wasn't working. So he went downstairs to the breaker box, like flipped the breaker. And so when he came back upstairs, he started seeing smoke, and then like the whole entire dresser just like blew up into flames. And apparently I like slept through the entire thing, because like everyone was getting like rushed out of the house, and I was like the last one to leave, because my mom literally had to shake me awake and like be like, there's a fire. And then my dad tried to put it out. It didn't work, obviously, because I have her house burned down. I don't know, it took a lot of work. Like, a lot of kids were just confused and stuff because they didn't know what was going on. So after the house fire, because we were like low-key homeless, I guess not low-key, but we stayed at our pastor's house because he was going on vacation for like a month. So we stayed there for a month. And then after that, we went and lived in a hotel for like another month and a half because some company, insurance company, was helping us find housing. And then now we live, a family friend was renting out a house, and it just happened, you know, it could fit all of us. So that's where we're staying right now.
In this podcast, you can tell that even if people aren't real blood related, you can still be able to call yourselves family by all the bonds and all the connections you have with them. And the more people you have in that family, the more united you come to become one family. And that's all it's about. That is all for this podcast. Please tune in to our next podcast coming out on Spotify.